SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bands, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, broken data, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, not a bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to talk on her 303 OG Kush in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shaking it up, you do, but all my friends come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with the best times out of my brain, splattered all over Manhattan, should you be shaking, ooh, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in T-Town today. On C2C, Mafia is running it along with Hayden Fry at LTN and Kansas City Mo, a birthday roll call on a Misery Monday. We got Shake Milton, 26, Michael Kidd, Gilchrist, 29, Byron Jones, Dolphins, 30, Chris Archer, 34, he's awful, I hate him, Sean Doolittle, 36, Serena, 41, the Sedin Twins, 42, Hushman Zada, 45, your boy, Dave Martinez, Nats manager, 58, Lucius Allen, 75, Dave Duncan, 77, Johnny Morris, former Bears wide receiver, 87. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. And my friend Joe P as well. Yeah. Mr. Big's birthday today, Mafia, down in Orlando, battening down the hatches for Hurricane Ian. It's going to be evil. Miami sneaks out the win over the Bills, 21-19 at Hard Rock. We got it all for you on that game. Plus, Ken Dorsey with a meltdown in the press box. Did you see that? The NFLPA wants a review of the concussion protocols after Tua Tagovailoa couldn't stand at all, and then they lied to everyone and said it was his back. Mike McDaniel claims Tua went out with the injury in his lower back and not a head injury. Bose has started on getting bent back on a quarterback sneak before and then slamming him on his back, locked it up again. That is just a load of shack. I mean, that guy was completely out of it. He had no idea where he was after he smacked his head off of the turf. Bills safety Micah Hyde done for the year. That's a huge loss for the Bills. And so was that game yesterday. They proved to me again that in, you know, tight quarters, when it matters most, when the game's on the line, when the clock's ticking down, when there's pressure, they always fold, just like at Arrowhead last year. Colts beat the Chiefs 20-17. Unbelievable. You knew it was coming, right? Matt Ryan hits Jelani Woods, his second touchdown of the day. We'll break it all down. Jags punish the Chargers. Lit them up. I mean, that was crazy. 38-10. I got bent over on that one. Unbelievable. I couldn't even believe my eyes. Brandon Staley says he talked to Herbert about coming out late. Herbert says he stayed in the game late because he didn't want to let the team down. You got to get over all that, you know, kiddie stuff. You know, you're injured. You're useless. They lose Slater to the ruptured bicep tendon. How about the entire Chargers team ruptured their bicep tendon? They officially are on the suck watch list. That was the most pathetic performance I've ever seen from a team that allegedly is going to the playoffs and allegedly going to win the West. All I ever hear about is the Chargers, and then I bit into that sandwich and got burned. I'm done with them. Ravens beat the Patriots 37-26. I hit that game. Packers hold on for the 14-12 win. Nice delay of game on the two-point conversion. Moved the Bucs back. Boom. Couldn't convert. Couldn't complete the pass. Lose the game 14-12. I mean, how stupid are you? You can't get a snap off and the clock goes down and you're sitting there effing around. They deserve to lose. Vikings get two TDs in the fourth to beat the Lions by four. The Lions are tough though, right? Eagles dominate the Commanders 24-8. The Eagles looked fantastic. The Post reports that multiple NFL owners believe serious consideration will be given to convincing Dan Snyder to sell the team or voting to remove him. Broncos, I can't even believe that game last night. At the safety and then the field goal. I mean, That was in the bag, and then the safety and field goal. I mean, what can go wrong next? How about tonight's game? Maybe that can go wrong for me. Panthers beat the Saints 22-14. I hit that. Baker Mayfield says the struggles of the Panthers on third down are completely on him. Bears beat the Texans. I hit that. Justin Fields says he played like trash but can't sulk because they won. Bengals dominate the Jets. I hit that. I hit the Titans over the Raiders. Rams over the Cardinals. I hit that 20-12. Falcons I hit over the Seahawks 27-23. We'll talk about that stupid Pro Bowl game today. No one cares. Rihanna's the halftime show for the Super Bowl in Glendale. We got a battle tonight. Boys and G-Men. G-Men, Big Blue in the Snoopy in East Rutherford. We got all the odds for that. Kansas State did it again to Oklahoma. I can't believe it. A&M got by Arkansas, doink off the upright, and didn't fall through for Arkansas. They should have won that game. That was a chip shot fail. How about the kid crying on the sideline afterwards? He was bawling to his mommy. Clemson beat Wake in double overtime. USC, the last minute score to beat Oregon State. Texas Tech upset Texas in overtime. That Texas Tech team knows how to win when it's crunch time, baby. Oregon holds up Washington State, but the Cougs cover. Florida with a late cover. Middle Tennessee beat Miami. Miami's season is over. Nice job, Mario, down there at Miami. You're doing a fantastic job. Michigan holds off Maryland. Kansas beat Duke by 8, covered by a hook. We got all the college football. Mike Blewett on the show today doing the lion's share. Today in sports history, we'll do Rick Haro on sports business. Adam Kaplan on the NFL, and he'll break down tonight's Cowboy-Giants game as well. You get it all. We start the week off. How about a beer and cookies?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, always a pleasure to have the Prime Minister schedule his business affairs at other times so that he can spend time, valuable time, with us on Coast to Coast for 3 hours every day for the next 4 days. The rest of Canada can wait, and all of their problems with hurricanes and taxes and COVID and restrictions and bad airports, all of that stuff is put on the shelf for the Prime Minister to spend some quality time, not only talking about gambling, but also talking about his positioning in the super contest in Vegas. Prime Minister, great to see you, sir. What is the deal with you in that super contest? You and your good friends are on top of the heap and about to make some serious bags.
Yeah, Shady Five. We didn't see this one coming, Scotty. We're tied for first. Worst case scenario, basically four teams could be with us. So four total. So we're going to get a few dimes each. It would be nice. The perfect scenario, Giants beating the Cowboys by one tonight. That knocks two teams into 13-1-1. We're 14-1, and a team called Greed is Good. They're the guys tied with us at 14-1. Greed is Good in the Shady Five. Yeah, it's me, Ranieri, Morenci, Bovey, and Steve Merrill. So, yeah, we got five guys here on Sports. Good for the network. We're doing pretty good. 14-1 after 3 weeks.
I think that is just utterly fantastic. The best news I've heard in a while. I think you're good to go because I'm on the Cowboys tonight. So with my betting on the Bills, Chiefs, Chargers, Bucks, and Niners, you should be good to go tonight. I think you'll win by 20. Let's talk about Miami's win over the Bills. I was watching it on In-Game Live All Access with your boy Morenci. It was devastating. I thought their clock management at the end was terrible, just like the Arrowhead game, the 13 seconds. I thought they played terrible. I do not believe in, you know, I know everyone says they're still the best team in the NFL. I don't believe that anymore either because they never get it done when it's crazy and crunch time and pressure and stress and clocks and decision-making time. The Bills always fold. I mean, it's like every time.
You know what it is, Scotty, too? The injuries finally caught up with them. They can't play without Micah Hyde's out for the season. Their secondary's banged up. That was key. Miami won that. They won that game, but barely. I still think the Bills are a great team, but you're right. And I don't understand at the end of the game. I don't like know if we could ever change anything, but it is the Bills' fault. But watching the clock just tick down is like a fat referee tries to get the ball back to the center to hike it. Like, is there any way? Like, it differentiates. Say a guy's athletic with skill, you might get the ball 2 seconds sooner. I guess that's football, right? They still can put man on the moon, and they can't get an electric chip in the ball for the first down markers. They like to do things that way. But I will say, impressive performance by Miami. Miami's defense is good. And you're right, the Bills got to show up in this game. A heartbreaking loss for them. I still think they are one of the best teams in the league, though.
All right, let's hear River Craycraft with his second TD in 2 weeks from Tua to tie things up on CBS.
Tonga Bailoa, caught by Armstead, to the end zone, caught for the touchdown. A second consecutive week, River Craycraft off the practice squad, and a laser thrown by Tua.
Kevin Harlan with the call. Also, this end of the game call we've got here where your fat ref couldn't get the ball under center. He had the Dolphins and the points and was in a hurry to get home to a barbecue with his fat wife. Here we go.
Allen up, grab, gets away. Oh my goodness, how did he escape? It goes off to McKenzie. He'll drive and dance. The clock continues to tick.
They got a spike.
He picks up 11.
Well, that was just awful. I'm going to save a lot of time here. Rookie corner Christian Benford fractured his hand. And now here's another Bill done. Micah Hyde, you mentioned done. And I don't believe for 1 minute the bad back. It was he was in Cuckooville when Tua hit his head, didn't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And another thing is, you know, we're watching these NFL games and they talk about safety of the players. I've been concussed multiple times playing hockey and football, and that's what you do when you're rattled. You're seeing stars. You don't know where you are. He's tripping on his face, and you're telling me he passed concussion protocol? They talk through one side of their mouth, and then they do another. That's BS. The guy, honestly, Scott, if it wasn't a primetime game or big game between Miami or Buffalo, they wouldn't have let a Tua back in the game, but that's life.
All right, let's go to the Colts. They beat the Chiefs. Another game I got burned on. Matt Ryan hits Jelani Woods here for a TD with – just 24 seconds left on CBS.
Here he goes from the 20. He throws it to the end zone. The Colts have taken the lead with 24 seconds remaining. It's the rookie Woods for the second time today in the end zone.
Yeah, I hope that the guy Amendola gets kidnapped by a Mexican drug cartel gangs and is never returned to his family. Mahomes got into it with Bieniemy. What'd you think of them arguing on the sideline? Here's the thing. This isn't college. So when you got a guy making that much money and he's the superstar quarterback in the NFL, maybe the best in the NFL, I'm not listening to some fat coach yelling at me. I'm in charge. I am Chuck in charge.
Here's the deal. So you're playing the Colts on the road. You're not even playing that great, and you don't put up a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Why would you concede? You're the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm with you 100% there. The coaches, too conservative. You go out there, you play to win the damn game, put the ball up. Crazy things have happened.
I thought that game was so ridiculous. They had no business losing that game, and they did. And how about how pathetic they were? They couldn't score, and that kicker, he missed an extra point. He missed the field goal. I hope he gets COVID-19 and all subvariants of
also, it. Scott.
Like nine of them. I hope he gets nine different subvariants.
What did Jones say to Matt Ryan to make a penalty that big to affect a game? Referees, get bigger skin. They're playing football. Things are going to happen. You're going to hear F-bombs. What do he say about his mother, cousin, whatever? You know what? I understand. Shut your hole, but it's an aggressive game. You can't let games be decided by stupid penalties like that. Anyway, I had the Colts plus the points. I wish you got the Chiefs out right there. All I need to do is cover the 5.5, Scotty. Crazy game. You're right.
Yeah, I thought that call sucked. Jaguars dominate the Chargers 38-10. I'm officially off the Chargers now for the remainder of the season. They're not for real at all. I keep hearing about how Herbert's the top 5 quarterback in the NFL. My ass to that, too. And he's stupid. He's out there playing with cracked ribs, rib cartilage tears. He said he was in agony, but he kept playing for the team. I mean, what is this? High school? Is this Friday Night Lights? If the guy's injured and can't do anything, get him out of the effing game. I just actually couldn't believe it. So let's play James Robinson's break for a big TD on fourth down. This carry on CBS was huge.
Watch the hard count on fourth and one. Robinson, left side, has the first down, and there he goes. 30, 20, 10, touchdown Jacksonville.
I mean, that was embarrassing what they did to them in L.A. Do we have the graphic of the troll job they did on the Chargers after the game? This is great. We actually have. This is
Jaguar
fantastic. Here it is. They're going to put it up. Here it is. Anybody got a Charger? That is fantastic. You got it. That is like, that's the best troll of the season so far. Brandon Staley said he talked to Herbert about, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear about how he didn't want to come out of the game. I don't even want to hear it. And then they lost Rashawn Slater to the torn bicep. They lost their season yesterday. How do you recover from that? I mean,
you don't, Scott.
I've never seen a team get bent over like that.
Honest to God, you're going to lose the game and you don't take your star quarterback out. You lose your offensive lineman. Good luck, Chargers. And by the way, you talk every year about your great defense. It sucks. The Jacksonville Jaguars card you up. You're overrated every year. Hype. You say the Chargers doing Charger things.
Listen, they are always hyped and they never even make the playoffs. I mean, they were talking about them winning the Super Bowl this year. They can't even make the effing playoffs. That's how pathetic they are. Screw the Chargers. I'm done with them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I've said this before, if you were cool like me, you'd have one of these BetMGM hats. But if you're not cool like me, you can get the BetMGM app and get a $1,000 risk-free bet if you just use the code COAST2COAST. It's COAST with the number 2 and COAST. COAST2COAST as the code, risk-free bet $1,000. And then, you know, one of these days you might be cool enough to get one of these. And I'm not giving you mine either. So stay away from me. All right. I'm with the Prime Minister. Here we go. We got a lot to accomplish today. Ravens beat the Pats 37-26 behind Lamar's 5 TDs, 4 throwing, 1 rushing. Here's Mark Andrews on a catch, his second TD of the game from Lamar. Let's go. This is on CBS.
Patriots bring pressure. Jackson off his back foot, lofting for the end zone. Mark Andrews, he's got it. Touchdown, Baltimore. His second of the day. And the Ravens are back in front.
And then more importantly, so they got it done, right, after blowing the game the week before against the Dolphins up 28-7. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, that blown game. But the Pats lose at home at Gillette, which is a rare day, and Mac Jones got the high ankle sprain. That looks like a serious problem for the Patriots now, Prime Minister, losing Mac Jones. There's no way he's playing this week.
No, I think he's going to be gone for multiple weeks, Scott. That's Hoyer time, and a lot of people will say he's a drop-off, not much of a drop-off, but it is. You're right, Mac Jones, you know, is still a young guy, but this Patriots team, let's call it out for what it is. They're not very good. I don't think the Patriots are a very good football team. I think they have a good defense, and their offense is very pedestrian. But, yeah, and Baltimore, let's give Lamar Jackson credit. The guy's an MVP candidate right now, and Mark Andrews and him, they got a wicked chemistry. Andrews on fire this year so far.
If they have a losing season and these problems mount and they start losing regularly, right, do you think at any point that Bob Kraft has the stones to consider that it's time for Bill Belichick?
Nope. No, I think he's got a pass for life, Scott, for what he's done with that organization. I think he basically stays till he wants to. But I'll tell you one thing. If Belichick sees a sinking ship, he'll probably quit before they have to fire him.
Packers hold on for a 14-12 win over the Bucs after the failed two-point conversion. It was more the delay of game penalty than the failed two-point conversion because it moved him back 5 yards from the two, and his pass was deflected. It wouldn't have been caught anyway because there was another guy all over the receiver gauge. They had no chance there. Brady says the Bucs need better execution all around on offense. Here's TB12.
Yeah, I just looked up and we had just a bad execution. It's really what it is.
Nothing more. Did you try to check the run at that point?
Yeah, it's just, there's a lot to it, so. Bad execution.
He just seems out of it.
Offense at a time where we needed good execution and we didn't get it. And there was a lot of other times we had a lot of other bad execution. And I think the reality is when you do that, you don't have the opportunity to score points. So it was too many plays where we were behind the sticks and not good on third down and penalties, turnovers, missed opportunities. And, you know, defense played great. We got to play better on offense. We got to do a lot better job. We haven't scored many points all season. So three games, we got to get a lot better.
So LaFleur was upset with the offense, thought it was stagnant. Aaron Rodgers said he feels good about being 2-1 after the way they started with all of his young receivers. Dobbs has played great with obviously hooking up with Rodgers left and right, scored early, made a bunch of catches. And Sammy Watkins was put on IR before the game. He'll miss at least four games. Sammy Watkins is usually injured for the entire season. So it's already started and he's finished for the year. This guy's legs are shot. His hammies are shot. His calves are shot. He's got such problems with his legs. He needs to retire. The guy hasn't played three games in a row in 15 years. I mean, it's really that bad. So, that was a huge win for them down there. I got to tell you, I had the Bucs in that game. And when they got that penalty, I knew I was losing my bet.
I'll tell you, Tom, he got great work done, though, Scotty. If you ever, you know, need work done, go see Tom's guy. I'm going to tell you, I think things are very different this year, and it's not just the injuries to the receivers. You know what? I think he should have stayed retired. And the one thing is, you go to Tampa Bay, you think it's going to be cushy, but for a 45-year-old guy, do you have to deal with these type of problems? You already got, you know, beat down by Bill Belichick in New England. You've been through the struggles. I think he should have stayed retired. I don't think it's going to be that easy for Tampa Bay moving forward, even with healthy receivers. He's not getting any younger.
Do you think, Cam, that they lose to the Chiefs at Raymond James this Sunday?
Yes, I do. I think the Chiefs, after that loss to Indianapolis, I think the Chiefs will go in there and win the game. Sure, the defense, I'd probably look at the under. Tampa Bay's defense is great. The problem is they can't score points, and Kansas City will be able to score points against that defense. Should be close, but I like the Chiefs, Scotty.
Well, I mean, the Chiefs couldn't score against the Colts.
It changes week to week in the NFL. Like, you know what I mean? And like Baltimore, they piss away a game. They come back. They find a way to hold on. Like, I look at this league, and just as every week is different. Like, I know you look at certain teams. Look at Carolina beating the Saints. Like, it's stuff like that. You almost want to take the desperate team. And I think Kansas City, after losing to the Colts, are going to be mighty pissed off.
All right, Vikings get two TDs in the fourth quarter to beat the Lions 28-24. Here's one. KJ Osborne from Cousins for the game winner on Fox.
Last play, 29 yards, by the way, was the long play today for this Minnesota offense. Cousins, he's got it, touchdown, it's Osborne again, and Minnesota is in front with 45 seconds to play.
So, DeAndre Swift, the Lions, shoulder sprain, that's a problem. Dalvin Cook, Vikings, shoulder injury, but I got to tell you, Cam, the Lions had no business losing that game, but they did. They're a lot tougher than they were last year when they were 3-13-1. I'll give them credit.
Good call, Scott, and I agree. They covered the number. That's important, but they don't win the game. Dan Campbell took a lot of the blame. He's a really aggressive guy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but the Vikings, you're right. Detroit dominated that game unless, like, the final, like, fourth quarter. That's when the Vikings came to life and did enough to win the game, but I'm with you. The Lions are a tough out every single week, and we see what the Eagles are doing. Now that loss week one, pretty impressive. The Lions look great, buddy. Like, honestly, they deserve a better fate. They're playing good football.
So, speaking of the Eagles, they dominated the Condoms 24-8 at the dump in Landover behind three Jalen Hurts TDs. Here's Hurts hitting Smith for the TD to put him up 24-0 on Fox.
Now moving that clock. Here is Hurts to the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown by Devontae Smith on a contested attempt.
Well, I got to tell you, Cam, I think that for my money right now, it looks to me like the Eagles and the Packers, because Rodgers is starting to hook up with these young kids, and he played without Watson. He played, with guys injured that weren't in the game, and with Dobbs, he was hitting him left and right. They had it all going yesterday for the most part, and they look a lot better on both sides of the ball, and they won the game, and that's all that matters. And you know, as they get further along and those injuries heal up and they get all those receivers going, he's going to be more lethal. And the Eagles look I think, even better than the Packers, head and shoulders over the Packers. But, you know, the Packers are going to be there in the end as one of those teams in the playoffs that you're going to have to deal with Aaron Rodgers.
I'll tell you, Scotty, that was a classic, could have been a letdown spot for Philadelphia. The way they went in to and punished former teammate Carson Wentz, sacked 9 times in that game, the Eagles look great. I actually have a piece of them. The Super Bowl prediction at the start of the year, I had Bills versus Eagles. There's a long way to go, but I'm really impressed. The Eagles have actually lived up to their hype, Scott. They have a really good defense, shut down corners. They're a very lethal offense. They can spread it around, and Jalen Hurts has matured really quickly. Dangerous, dangerous football team. Couldn't agree more.
Do you think that he's in the lead for the MVP right now?
He's up there. Lamar Jackson and him. I think Lamar Jackson is 5 touchdown performance. We've only had 3 weeks. But, yes, Jalen Hurts right now I think is at the top of the ballot, hands down. His progression too, Scotty, from last year to this season, he just looks so much more comfortable. Accuracy looks better. He did his homework. Unlike some guys who don't read the playbook, a.k.a. Kyler Murray, you could tell Hurts really worked on it this offseason.
I got to tell you, I don't deny your feelings about Lamar Jackson, but I got a problem with a guy that's, you know, the MVP that he's won and all this money they're going to give him. And he is awesome. I won't deny that. But when you're up 28-7 at home against the Dolphins and 34-13 and you lose, I'm just not, you're not my MVP right now. You're not even in the conversation because you can't let that happen as the quarterback. You're the man. You're all that matters. You're the guy with the ball in your hands every time. You cannot let them come back from 28-7 and 35-14. And Hurts has had none of that. Yep. He goes in every week and slaughters the prey, no matter who they're playing. You said it best. They could have had a letdown. Instead, they went in and kicked their ass in their stadium and did not F around at all. Do you believe that the NFL owners are actually colluding to get rid of Dan Snyder?
I don't know. The thing is, Dan Snyder, should he be around? These stories have been lingering for a long time. It's kind of like if a couple people say something, he's a creep, but multiple people have said it. So in today's world, Scotty, you get in trouble for anything. I think Snyder, you know what? Washington needs a facelift anyway. I'd like to see somebody else step in. Snyder, he needs to go. It's time for Daniel Snyder to hit the road.
Okay, well, look. Is it not amazing that in the NBA, a few players can lead to many players, can lead to Sarver being out in a matter of days, selling the team, getting out of the business. They were going to suspend him for 1 year and $10 million fine. Instead, he's selling the franchises, WNBA and NBA, and getting out because he knows he's finished there as the owner. Because a bunch of players said, you know, we got to move forward this league. This is a league that is inclusive. This is a league that doesn't stand for this kind of thing. Blah, 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 blah. And then by the time they were done, that guy was out. But they don't do that in the NFL, and that amazes me. It's coast to coast. Go with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Farrell, back on Coast to Coast with the Prime Minister Cam Stewart in Toronto. I just want to ask you briefly, that Fiona blew through there. What was it like?
We got just rains. Like, we had heavy rains. When I was driving back from the studio doing a radio show yesterday, it was torrential rain pours. Like, the one part of the highway was splashing to the other, so I'm surprised there was a couple trucks that I thought were going to go through the guardrail, but that was nothing. God bless the people of the East Coast and Nova Scotia. They got hit hard. A lot of my friends out there, no power. They're on generators, Scotty, and one person has died, so be safe out there. But, the East Coast of Canada got rocked, not as much in Ontario.
I can't remember ever in my lifetime seeing a hurricane end up in Canada. I mean, honestly, like, it just hit Canada hard.
We have
from Bermuda to Canada.
Yeah, exactly. And Miss America went right into Canada. That's very rare. Canada usually avoids these things. But, yeah, it's a very good point by you.
Your boy Carver High is down at Disney World this week with his kids. And they're going to get hit by Ian. And it's going to hammer Florida. Gulf Coast, Tampa is going to get hammered Wednesday. Orlando, all that. The whole state's going to get just a deluge. Broncos squeeze out the 11-10 win. I have no idea how that happened. The safety and the field goal, I got burned on that game. I woke up at 5 in the morning and looked at the score, and that was it. No more sleep. I was out of bed at 5 a.m., cussing, storming, slamming things, drinking coffee, angry. Jimmy G steps out of bounds to give the Broncos the safety. Here it is on NBC.
Second and 10 from his own end zone. Garoppolo's out of the end zone. It's a safety. Remember, Dan Orlovsky did that. Stepped all the way out of the end zone. It's a safety, and that kills the play before everything else on the pick. So it is 7-5, and Trent Williams is shaken up for the Niners.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Honestly, Cam, you got to be kidding me. Like, that game was 1.5. It was in the bag, and then the safety and the field goal. I mean, I'm like, what is next? I said this to you, or to Jay Berman before the show. The Bengals will beat the Dolphins Thursday night with a 99-yard handoff with 5 seconds left. And as the guy's running past the 50, his wife will give birth at the midfield logo on national television. They'll score the touchdown and win and cover. I mean, I have never seen so many crazy games. That one, the Rams blowing the 31-10 lead. The Browns blowing the 33-17 with a minute 50 left. That was 2 weeks ago. Now this week, all these games, the end of the Bucs game, the end of the Niner game. I mean, it just the end of the Bills game. It just never ends.
It feels like wrestling. Does it not feel like I even tweeted out, is this the Truman Show? Is this stuff even real? Like, I almost feel obviously. Yeah, exactly.
It makes me wonder.
It makes me like, I feel like we're watching a movie. You know. But anyway, we love to bet on this stuff. It's been crazy. And you said it, Scott. It's nuts. I'll tell you, though, for the same reasons, I was up. I had Denver as our last game in the contest. I got lucky. I rarely do get lucky. And I was up all night, too, going through the other teams, figuring out how much money that we were finally going to win. Because, man, I've had some bad beats before, but I got lucky with that game. You're right. San Francisco should have had that one in the bag.
Panthers beat the Saints 22-14. Panthers get things going with a scoop and score off a Kamara fumble right here on Fox.
Here's Kamara from the 45. Ball's on the ground. Panthers pick it up. Distance. Marquise Hayes, touchdown, Carolina.
There's a flag on the play. Let's see what it is.
Flag down at the 40-yard line. And boy, is that the medicine that these fans needed.
Hands in there, he's ripped out. That's a fumble. That's out before anything is down, and this is six quick. Really well done there, right there. Marquise Hayes does a great job of. He can run.
I still think the Panthers stink, and so do the Saints.
Yep, they do.
And Dennis Allen said he's going to stick with famous Jameis at quarterback. I'm not buying either of those teams, Prime Minister.
I agree. I'm really disappointed in the Saints. I was actually on Carolina. I thought it was a massive game for them at home to avoid going 0-3. But what has New Orleans done? They've looked horrible. Atlanta could have beat them the first week. Like, they didn't score against Tampa Bay at all. And now this performance in Carolina, I'll tell you, Scott, I expected more from the Saints. And maybe it's big ginger time. Give Andy Dalton a shot. If you protect him, he can look, Joe Flacco puts up numbers. He's an immobile guy. Maybe they need something a little bit different, but that's not going to happen. I'm just really surprised with the Saints right now, how bad they're playing.
The Bears beat the Texans on a late field goal as time expired, 23-20. Here's Santos with the game winner on CBS.
A 30-yard attempt. Santos for the win, and it is gone! Bears win at the buzzer!
I think, you know, frankly, they stink, and so do the Texans. I know everybody was on the Texans after, you know, close games, the tie with the Colts, and everybody's like, wow, they're really tough, and that was just an awful football game. I know it was 20-all, and they won 20. It looks, you know, cosmetically, it looked like a good game, but it wasn't. I mean, the Bears couldn't do anything with the ball, neither could the Texans.
Yeah, it was, and falls right on the number two. Could have got 3 points with Houston there, or 2.5. If you have Chicago, you win by the hook, but you're right. It was just a bad, sloppy football game. A lot of these Bears games are. I'm with you, Scott. I don't think either team, there's a lot of work to do there. One of the worst matchups of the week, for sure.
So the Bengals blew out the Jets at Snoopy and East Rutherford. Do you believe that the Bengals at home laying 3 is a good number against the Dolphins? We don't know if Tua is going to go. My guess is today, if he can play the second half, he's going to go Thursday.
He probably will, but this is a kind of the crazy thing. After you watch Miami, you're thinking, wow, we're getting 3 points with this team. It kind of felt like the Steelers. Well, we're getting 5.5 early against the Browns. I'm not so sure. I think Cincinnati, they look like they turned it around. Joe Burrow's not screwing around anymore with his social media. They dummied the Jets, who have been pretty competitive. So I kind of lean Cincy, but we'll see.
All right, so the Titans hold off the Raiders. Comeback to get their first win, 24-22. They stopped them on a two-point conversion. You knew that Carr was going to hit on that fourth down, that pass. You just knew it. And then I thought for sure he was going to hit the two, and we were going to overtime. I'm surprised the Titans, frankly, knocked it down and got away with it. And Josh McDaniel says the only way to get through the tough losses is to come back and get a win. Now, they have a huge game this week at home in Vegas against the Broncos, 4:25 on Sunday Eastern out in Sin City. My guess is I think the Broncos suck. I really do. I think the Raiders are going to beat them Sunday afternoon in Vegas. They're not going to go to 0-4.
Agreed. I think that's a good spot, Scotty. I think that game's going to make the card. And Russell Wilson still looks horrible there. And as for the Raiders, though, I got an issue. You guys are stupid. Like, honest to God, like, can you have some plays for Davante Adams that aren't always double covered all the time? Like, just some really bad, bad game planning by the Raiders. They'll have to do better. Denver's defense is good, but their offenses look like dog crap. So, yeah, I would take the Raiders in that spot. Desperate team, not laying a lot at home. Yeah, I like the Raiders, too.
All right, let's talk about the Rams. They beat the Cardinals 20-12. They handled them in zona. And, I mean, they mean business. That game was in zona, right? It was in Glendale, I think. And the Rams got it. Am I wrong? No, it wasn't. You're because right. The Chargers were at SoFi. Right. It was in Arizona. But they handled them 20-12. Donald got his 100th career sack. Are you buying the Rams now after they have started to play better?
Not really. I don't think that was that good of a win, and I still think the Cardinals are not very good. They got lucky, you know, against the Raiders, who have looked awful this year. So scoring 20 points with the Rams, I still think there's a lot of problems with their offense. The defense is starting to come around, which is really important, Scott. But no, I'm not totally buying in. Right now, I'd rank the Rams below Packers, Eagles. Like, they're just one of those teams, even Bucks. Like, I'm not sold on the Rams at all.
What did you think of the Falcons' performance in Seattle? I thought they looked pretty good. I think that Mariota's done a pretty good job, all things being equal. I think this kid London is a badass, and they got it done against the Seahawks. We're starting to see that Seattle is exactly who we thought they'd be.
Seattle sucks, and I'll tell you this, the Falcons are 3-0 ATS. We said Mariota would be better, and the thing is, Cordarrelle Patterson, this guy
– yeah.
I took a prop, Scotty, for over 16.5 receiving. He had 12 yards receiving, but he also had over 100 yards rushing. This guy was lighting it up. I'm telling you, Atlanta looks great. Winning and covering at the start of the year, I'll tell you, they're a tough out. These guys at least grind. They're going to be bet on a lot. I'm glad I was on Atlanta. I even bet against my own team, Scott. I don't do it all the time, but Seattle's not a very good football team. I like Atlanta basically getting a point in that game.
So Miami's in first in the East. Buffalo is second. And then in the North, Cleveland and Baltimore tied. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are tied below them. Jacksonville leads the South. Indy, believe it or not, in second with a 1-1-1 record. They're at home again this week. And Kansas City and Denver tied atop the West. Chargers in third. Vegas in last. The Eagles lead the NFC East. 3-0 Giants, big game tonight. They could go to 3-0 or go to 2-1. If they go to 2-1, they'll still be in second. Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago, all tied in the North. The South has Tampa still on top. Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta all 1-2 below them. In the West, the Rams lead the three other teams. They're all tied. San Fran, Seattle, Arizona at 1-2. Rams 2-1. So of all the teams, are you more surprised at Miami being in first or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville. I thought Jacksonville would be better this year. I didn't think this good. You talked about it earlier, Scotty. Trevor Lawrence looks like a veteran now. That Jacksonville defense is killer. They've drafted really well. They have a nice touch out of the backfield, too. Robinson is underrated as a back, and ATN can catch balls. Just everything about the Jaguars now, they're different. Urban Meyer just tells you what a stain he was to that team because Doug Peterson's come in there. These guys are rallying. They're not just winning games, Scott. They're beating the crap out of teams and embarrassing them. Go Jaguars. I like this team a lot.
So the NFL is getting rid of the Pro Bowl game, and it's going to be replaced by another terrible event, a week-long skills competition and flag football game. A week-long skills competition. How many days do you think I can watch guys throw footballs through tires? And how many cones can I see guys run through and around and in between? Why didn't they just get rid of the whole G-damn thing at once? Like everything, like no flag football. Are you kidding me? What is next? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, you said it. You said it. Renzi just said, pack it up, have an award show then. No, the thing is, you could still get hurt in these exhibition games and flag football in the game. So what are you really doing? The whole thing's a farce, Scott. I'm with you. It's an embarrassing. You can't have a week of that stuff. That's nuts.
What's the worst? The Pro Bowl, the NHL, NBA, or baseball all-star games?
I would say the NHL all-star game is pretty bad as well. Them in the Pro Bowl, pick them for the worst. Baseball's fine.
The Pro Bowl is the worst.
Yeah, Pro Bowl's the worst. It's the worst. But NHL, their all-star competitions, they need to get some new things going too. They could be a lot better.
You know, I actually think these players, they make so much money. I think what they really want is a break. What they really want is to, you know, the guys that don't get invited to these all-star games, they're the ones that have the most fun. They have the vacation. They don't have to go take part in that and be forced to go deal with the media and fans and events in a city that they don't want to be at. None of these players want to go. Half of them fake injuries to get out of it. You see that in baseball all the time and in hockey. What do you think? Rihanna gets the halftime show. Do you think there's like a 75% chance she'll want to make love to me since I'll be in Glendale as well?
I like it, Scotty. I like your chances. Better than the omelet bar. Let's go. We got some sexy football. Let's go, baby.
Well, let's put that prop up on BetMGM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, a big winner in East Rutherford tonight in the Meadowlands between the G-Men and the boys. Kayvon Thibodeau has told reporters repeatedly that he's going to make his debut against the Cowboys tonight at home for the Giants. The big battle in the NFC East. I know you have a lot riding on it, Cam. Do you believe in the Giants as much as your group bet in the Super Contest?
Yeah. We didn't pick this game. It's just a lot of other guys that we're dealing with have this game. And one guy has the Giants, two of the Giants. One guy is the Cowboys. I got to be honest with you, Scotty, at the start of the week, I thought Dallas plus the point and a half, whatever was the play in this game. This game could go either way. The Giants have been good. I expect either way, a field goal game. I don't like to use the T word all the time, but a teaser might be a way to play this game with something else, because I expect this game to be within 1 to 3 points.
Wow. Do you believe in the Cowboys defense with Parsons giving Danny Dimes problems tonight and that offensive line of the Giants?
I do. I think both defenses, even the Giants, like Cooper Rush was pretty good against the Bengals. We'll see if he can do it again. And that's the thing. He's not that much of a downgrade from Prescott. He covers numbers, right? I expect a really, really tight game. It's a low total for a reason. I kind of like the under. I'd probably tease Dallas to 8, go under 46.5. That's what I would do.
Do you believe in either side running with Pollard and with Zeke, or do you like Barkley better?
I'm going to tell you, I think Pollard props are the way to go, and we'll talk about this further on in the show. His receiving prop, that's the key for Dallas. Less Zeke, more Pollard. He's a better back. He's quicker. He's more electrifying. Hand him the damn ball. Throw him the ball. Pollard's a weapon.
Do you think the Giants are a lot better this year with Dable, or they just got lucky so far with the win in Nashville and then the win over the Panthers?
They're better because they actually take chances instead of playing to lose with those other stooges that they have. At least they're going for it and winning, and players like that. It's kind of like, Scott, they're gambling a little bit, and that's good. And the players are down with that program. Instead of playing to lose, they're taking chances, and that's good for the Giants.